Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. What's your why? Many times in life, figuring out your why will not only push you, but it'll help you be consistent. It will help you show up and will help you identify when problems come, when life gets challenging, when you lose motivation. Your why will push you forward. This is going to be a short video, but it's going to be a short, impactful video, because now when you identify your why, you have to really focus on it every single day. So this podcast episode is so special because it gives you a chance to learn more about yourself. So finding out your why, learning your why, and learning more about yourself gives you the advantage to say that I can do it, I can push myself, and as I'm pushing myself, I'm focusing on my why. You see, I wasn't going to go live today because I only had a short time because I just got new equipment. I'm trying to figure it out. I called asking for help, and I'm like, this just took all the time that I had. Rather than me saying that I'm not going to do this live, rather than me saying I'm not going to do this podcast episode, rather than me saying that I'm not going to produce this, I'm going to produce it with the time that I have, because my why is more important than the problems. The reason why this is so important, because until I start paying attention to my why, problems will distract me. Problems will take me away from my journey, and challenges will not only come, but they will push me away. One thing that I've learned is as I'm learning more about myself, figuring out your why is the most important thing that could ever happen. My name is Terrell Humphrey, and welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we speak about personal development, marketing strategies, and podcasting tips. Today, we're speaking about personal development. In order to show up consistently, your why has to be present every single day. And this is so important, because not only does your why show up, you have to show up with your why as your why is showing up for yourself. You see, I'm only going to be here for a second. And as I'm here for a second, life is going to show you that your why is the most important thing to ever have. You see, I had to learn when I got new equipment, when I got a new camera, I wasn't expecting the challenges that I was going to face, because it was something that I wasn't familiar with. And now I have to learn not only how to work with the equipment, work with what I have, but I have to be open to growth. Your why helps you grow, because your why is something that you are always paying attention to. You see, you can't be great if you don't have a reason to be great. You see, you can't do more if you don't have an understanding that you can do more. You see, you can't be the best version of yourself if you're not willing to challenge yourself. You see, finding out your why is more than just saying that I have a reason, I have a goal, and I have a purpose behind everything. Life shows you that your why has to be strong, it has to be meaningful, and it has to be purposeful. The reason why they're so important is because until you recognize your why, the challenges will take you off your journey, will take you off your path, will say that your why is not good enough, because you are willing to throw in the towel. You see, I had to learn
That when I threw in the towel, I was quitting on myself. When I started something new, I was quitting on myself. When I didn't stay consistent, I was disappointing myself. You see, I'm the only one that can disappoint me because I'm in control of me. I can't expect everybody to do what I'm doing, so I have to learn not to be so hard on myself because life happens, because I'm facing different challenges, because I'm going to do through different obstacles. You see, your why helps you push through the obstacles because your obstacles is something to make you better. Let me know in the comments where you're from. Let me know in the comments if you feel what I'm delivering. You see, oftentimes in life, it's understanding that your why is the most important thing to ever exist, because your why is something that gives you purpose. Your why is something that gives you meaning. Your why is something that that drives you. I remember when I was younger, and my mom, who was a single mother raising three boys by herself, when she committed to doing the work, when she committed to doing the process, when she committed to herself, her why was bigger than the work, because her why spoke for themselves. Her effort spoke for herself, and her consistency spoke for the amount of work that she was willing to do. You see, when I learned that she was willing to be committed to herself and her why, the challenges was not as challenging because she was able to push through. When you go through a challenge and you face a hard time, something that you're not aware of, you have to push yourself. So as you're pushing yourself, your why is strengthening over time. I've learned to be the best, to grow within yourself. You have to develop for yourself. The reason why this is so important, because in life, your why is what's going to carry you. Your why is what's going to push you. Your why is what's going to inspire you. You see, I have to learn, when I have a why, when I have a reason, when I have a goal, it comes from ambition. It comes from a goal. It comes from wanting to be somebody. You see, until COVID 2020, I didn't know who I was becoming. I just knew I wanted to be somebody. And so as I'm trying to find myself, I'm trying to learn myself, I go to the Marine Corps, I go join, leave my hometown. And as I'm leaving my hometown, I'm learning more about myself. And this helped me identify the path that I'm on, because not only am I able to identify the path that I'm on, I'm able to find my why. You see, when I start to find my why, things start to get in a position. Things start to play accordingly. Because I was the one in control of the decisions that I was making. I was the controller of the why, because my why became so purposeful. My why is to help others believe in themselves. My why is to impact others so they can start believing in their dreams. My why is bigger than me. Your why has to be bigger than you, because your why is something that always sticks with you. It's something that should always inspire you. It's something that will never go away, no matter how old you get, no matter where you're from, no matter where you're going. Your why is going to always be there with you, because you have a chance to see your growth. You have a chance to develop. You have a chance to evolve within yourself. This is so important. Because in order to evolve, you have to be willing to look at yourself. Finding your why is learning that everything that you do, there's a reason behind it. Until you discover the reason is going to be so confusing, because you have to be willing to commit to yourself. I started to commit to myself, and my life changed. Because I found my why, and I was pursuing it every single day. Earlier, I got asked a question like, why do you do what you do? And I answered the question because I want to help myself. And after I help myself, I want to help others become the best version of themselves. But I can only help others when I help myself first. And I had to learn how to help myself, because my why became bigger than me. My why was stronger than me. My why was not just about me. I learned that the importance of bringing people up or working with people and connecting with people, just understanding people at different levels. It helped me understand that when you have a path, when you have a goal, when you have a reason behind everything that you're doing, life will show you that you are able to discover your why. Your why is something that's going to stay with you. And as it's staying with you, it gets strengthened over time. Let me know in the comments if you're feeling what I'm saying. Like your why gets strengthened over time. And until it gets strengthened, until it gets focused on, until you start paying attention to it, your why would just be a thought. And as is a thought, it's something that you're not really aware of. You're not really paying attention to your why because your why not speaking to you. Excuse me. When you start to focus on your why, that's when everything starts to come true. That's when everything starts to make sense. That's when everything that you are focusing on will develop because it's based off your why. So if you're going through life and you're going through a challenging time, you're going through a difficult moment, and you're going through a moment that you have not expected to go through, have your why in your pocket. Have your why in your heart. Have your why in your head. To know that your why is always with you. Just like God is always with you, your why is always with you. Reason being, because it's something that's going to push you forward. Something that's going to give you motivation. Something that's going to inspire you to say that you're on the right path. So finding your why is finding yourself first and understanding that what you are doing, you have to start with yourself to help others. And your why will show you why you're doing something. So if you enjoyed this video, if you enjoyed this podcast, if you enjoyed this audio podcast, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe, and leave in the comments your biggest takeaway on finding your why and how you are going to start finding your why for yourself.